This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, August 22nd. God's word to you today is in time. Our scripture reading is taken from John 6, verses 14 and 15, and it says, "When the people saw him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, 'Surely he is the prophet we have been expecting.' When Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king, he slipped away into the hills by himself." I always like to imagine how things would play out in scenarios like this one. After they had eaten and everyone was full, the people said to him with excitement in their voice, "Jesus, welcome. We thought you could only heal. We did not know you could also give bread. Jesus, you are the prophet from the Bible, the prophet, the one we have been waiting for." Then Jesus says, "Yes and no. It is not like you think." The people replied, "No, do not worry. We will see to it that you are installed." Imagine the influence of 20 to 30,000 people. Jesus says, "No, my kingdom is not of this world." The people said, "Your kingdom is of this world. You can give us bread. There is no other kingdom anywhere." But Jesus says, "But I need to die." "Die? You are not dying." Jesus tried to talk himself out of it, but they did not agree. The Bible says that when he saw they were going to forcefully make him king, he just disappeared. Again, the mentality of the masses is, whoever gives us bread is king. And it is still working today. They say, "Give us bread, physical bread. We will vote for you." How does that even sound? But it is in the Bible, and that is what people have been doing. Even someone that does not want votes, once he or she can give bread, they will urge him or her to contest with an assurance of their votes. If I were a politician, I would win many elections, not by giving people physical bread from a bribery standpoint. If you win and you ensure people have bread, bread being the classic necessities of life, most people will never complain. Even if they do not become millionaires, as long as they can eat, drink, party, and sleep. Jesus slipped away into the hills by himself. Many people have shipwrecked their destinies by accepting men's promotions ahead of God's timing. Many people have shipwrecked their destinies by taking untimely exit routes. Have you heard the "everybody is saying" claims? Everybody is saying, "I'm so gifted." Everybody is saying, "I am the best thing to happen to humanity." Everybody is saying, "They are going to make me king." When you should be knowing, learning, and growing, you are preoccupied with showing. You are asking for an untimely truncation of your destiny. When you should be growing your roots and getting strong, but all you want to do is go on Twitter and let them know you have arrived with different posts and selfies. There is nothing wrong with posts and selfies on social media. But if this is all you're doing, you're asking for trouble. I was listening to a podcast and the host was saying he was shocked at the number of people in their 20s and 30s that wanted to be displayed and shown. He said that is when people should be growing and deepening their roots. Guess what? When the time for your showing comes, nobody can stop it. Nobody can. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me keep in step with God's timing. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.